Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, child care.
My husband came from work and he's making tea and he's changing my daughter's diaper. He was very upset because she's not used to it.
Like, what are you doing?
Yes, and I'm like, Mom, I understand what you're saying, but we do things differently here.
Females, we pay attention to, like, every little detail. Mm-hmm. And do I trust my husband with the kids? Or do I trust this child care with my child? We didn't know what to do, you know?
Is this a woman's responsibility only? Well, when we talk about child care, it means this is the action or skill of looking after children. That is the care of children by a daycare center, babysitter, or in a center or in a home while parents are working and somebody is doing the caring at home. So, I just want to ask you guys in the panel, in some places, we know it has been like a taboo or forbidden for a man to take care of a young infant. Mm-hmm. But is this a trust issue or a traditional issue or culture, or it doesn't matter where you're from? Well, we'll find out tonight. As usual, let's talk. We'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague Yusuf Harande. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you so much, Shomari.
And we also have Helen Ajumbo. Helen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sunday.
And Cynthia, welcome back, Cynthia.
Yay, hi.
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing child care. Well, in America, men make only 5.2% of childcare workers. And this is according to Lata Murthy, a professor of sociology at Brandman University. So I'm trying to find out, why is the number so low for men? And I spoke to Shawit, and I wanted to know, is a woman doing all the childcare?
Crying.
Changing diaper.
Crying, everything. Everything on top of the map, you know. I wish you had 10 hands, you know, to do everything at a time.
Right. So we call them super moms. Oh.
Super mom. Do we have anything else? Like...
So back in the days, really, women had to do a lot for child. But also, in these days, maybe you can tell me with your experience, especially living in Canada. Now, this is a different experience. The world has changed. As you say, men are now involved. But one person I was reading about it, he was like doing a research, and he said he went to so many different child care centers. But guess what? They are only women. Very few men were working in these child care centers.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you find a man.
That's for them. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
And when you find a man, some people get a bit uncomfortable leaving their baby with a man to take care of her. Why is that, you think?
Sometimes, you know what I think? Mm. You don't blame this man because they were raised the same way, watching their dad, what they are doing, you know? Now, taking my husband, his dad, you know, he is now, I think, 60.
Okay.
Yeah, 60 years old. So on their time, you know, on their generation, they don't do this kind of support for their wife, even though they are his kids.
Right.
So this man, he grew up watching his dad.
Right.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't care because he thinks that it's the right way that he has to keep his wife, in the future wife, whatever.
Right.
The same way he has seen his dad doing his mom.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Uh-huh, I got you.
So this depends on the background of the...
Of the person.
The person, yeah.
Thank you, Shawit. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing child care. Is it a woman's responsibility? Okay. So if you heard the numbers, Yusuf Arana, you're the only man in the room tonight, but I want to start with ladies. I always say ladies first. Let me welcome Helena Jumbo. Can you tell me, Helen, why the numbers are so low and why we don't see so many men in childcare?
I think the traditional thing originally was because women are naturally nurturing. And some people, if we're going the Christian way, where, you know, the Bible tells us the man is the head of the home and he's supposed to take care of the woman and the children. So it would just follow that the woman is supposed to stay at home while the man goes to work and brings food home, originally go hunt and bring meat while the mother takes care of the house. But in Africa in particular, it's just that we have, I think the culture is, where the man is the leader in the home, the man is the provider, the man is the one who does this and that and the other. So it just followed. I think traditionally, religiously and all that, that a woman stays at home. But in addition to that, she's the nurturing person, naturally.
Okay.
But I have, that statistic is like that, but what I've noticed is that in America, some families, whoever... they sit down and plan whoever earns more is the one who will go out and work, and whoever earns less stays at home with the children. And that's primarily because childcare is expensive, you know, in the developed world. In Africa, we have caregivers, but still the mother is the one who's supposedly in charge of taking care of the children traditionally. I think that's the reason, historically.
Historically and traditionally. Thank you so much, Helen. Tell me something, Cynthia, you know, in your own experience, back in Africa, here in America, why do we see this? Does this mean this is just a woman's responsibility?
Well, I don't think the thing that is a woman's responsibility, but I think in mind that when women think about their kids, they think about trust issues. You know, we females, we pay attention to, like, every little detail. And they would sit and be like, do I trust? Do I trust my husband with the kids, or do I trust this child care with my child where they know what to do, you know, in time of responding to kids? Because sometimes things that we notice, it would take a man to notice it in a different manner of time. I think sometimes it's like a trust issue. Like most mother would not trust the baby with the father or with the with a dad, even living together. But I think overall, some of it is just like a trust issue for safety's sake, you know, because some dad don't pay attention, like when the baby would be changed, if the baby hungry. Like normally, when the baby start crying, we'll go into a mother mood, like, okay, maybe he's hungry, or maybe she's hungry, or maybe her diaper's wet. From the father's side, he wouldn't know what to do.
Okay. Well, Yusuf Aranda is a father right now. And Yusuf Aranda is a new father, too. And Yusuf Aranda goes to work, goes to school. How do you make it happen, brother? And why are these things not done so much by men?
Yeah, honestly.
Are you trusted speakers, anyway?
Yeah, honestly speaking, both speakers, they have said it all. Because what they have said, it's the reality. However, I think there is another important thing why females are always considered to be the professionals in the business. It's because they have empathy. Which we as a man, we don't really have that deep.
So something is missing here with men.
Empathy of taking care of kids. So I think that play a significant role in terms of being referring or relating the business to the woman. But having said that, of course, yes, it is a very, very challenging, very tasky job, because I've noticed it, because I'm actually taking care of two kids. Because both me and my wife, we go to school, and also I have a job to take care to do. So it's really, really a different dynamic when it comes to child care, and I truly, truly know it's a rigorous profession, And I absolutely, absolutely believe and I'm advocating for this profession shouldn't be only for females, should be both profession, both parents should be involved into this business.
Both men and women. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Celebrate the sounds of Africa today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's our mission in your show, Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. Join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC and discover the best Pan-African music in the world. We play it all right here. Only the best on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Yusuf, Helen, and Cynthia. Right now, we are discussing childcare. Is it for women only? In 1991 UK census, it found that 14% of nursery teachers were male. And this is according to UMUC. Only 14%. Why is that? And I spoke to Marissa, and I wanted to know her take.
For me, I don't think it's a woman responsibility, but I think it's the culture and the way they were raised. It's more of a, I think they think it's a more feminine thing. Now they're changing here that there are guys going into daycare, but still people are saying that they can't imagine seeing a guy changing their kid's diaper.
You so, see?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It can be a trust issue.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, a feminine thing. They think it's more ladylike to do it.
Uh-huh.
But for me, I don't think so, because my husband was different. My husband do change diaper for the first 2 weeks when I was at my daughter. He cleans the washroom. He cooks even when he's off and at home too. So
right.
It's culture too, and it's an individual thing. It depends on how they were raised too, and how society. It's all about society, you know. Society have a big impact.
And this is why I'm trying to find out. When you talk about culture, I understand, especially like the African culture where I am from, you don't find men doing this a lot. I mean, these days they do, but it's not common. But of course, I'm looking at different countries right now. As you mentioned, in Canada, you don't see a lot of men working in daycare. The same thing in America, you don't see so many people working in a daycare. So this is not just an African issue.
You're in the Caribbean too, because I'm from the Caribbean, and when I grew up, my mom did everything for the house, and my dad, you know, she had to store for him and everything. And then when she came to Canada, and my husband is from Cuba, she saw my husband came from work, and he's making tea, and he's changing my daughter's diaper, and he's getting me tea, and she was like, she was very upset because she's not used to
like, what
that.
Are you doing?
Yes. And I'm like, Mom, I understand what you're saying, but we do things differently here. Because if I'm feeding the baby, I'm not going to stop feeding the baby to give my husband something to eat. He has his hands, he's okay. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to stop him, but if I'm doing something, then you have to wait or get it yourself.
Uh-huh. No. I'm not a superman with 10 hands. I only have two hands, right?
Yes, you know, so it took a while for her to get used to it. And then she's loving it now because she's like, it's good, you know, 50-50 is good. He can help you when you're sick, you know, he can cook and stuff like that. And he's good.
That's right. And
so
this
is an individual thing. And I think a guy sometimes get lazy to it too, because, you know, I'm sure they can cook, but trust me, if an emergency happens and the wife has to leave, you'll see how they will take care of them, because it's their kids. They
exactly.
will never let them starve. They will never let them starve.
They don't have a choice.
Yep, even if it's McDonald's, even trust me, they will never. It's their kids.
Yeah.
They're just spoiled.
And that they will, right? I know. And this is something that I'm like always asking people, like, okay.
Yes, yes. Because my husband is from Ethiopia and he grew up that way too, knowing his dad never did nothing, but here he was living on his own. He had to cook for himself. He went to school. He was working. He's cooking and doing everything himself. So I think it's, you know, it's different for everybody.
Thank you, Marissa. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing child care. Is it a woman's responsibility? Well, back to the studio, and I want to ask you again, Helen. According to Professor Murthy, a child care lawyer, he says that in his 30 years of professional experience, he has seen men more involved involved in child care. And also male caregivers have been more subject to the fear and scrutiny of parents of young children than their female caregivers. And why is that?
I think, first of all, I want to just say something real quick before I answer your question, Sandy.
Sure, sure.
My ex-husband used to take care of the kids when I was working. There's a time I was doing a living job, and I would stay there for 4 days.
Wow.
So he would, and at that time, one of our babies was 3 years old, and the other one was 18 months old.
Okay.
So, but when he, every time he came to pick me up, even if I had set up all the clothes, their clothes in order, that these are for the 18 months and these are for the three-year-old, he found a way of switching them somehow. The three-year-old would be in these tight-fitting clothes, and the 18-month-old would be in the big clothes. But the kids were very, very happy and very clean, and they were well-fed. I mean, he took care of that whole aspect. So I just decided to close my eyes to the clothing, to the dressing, you know, because he did a great job taking care of them as a father, you know. Okay. And during that time, he got very, very attached to them, as attached to them as I am.
Wow.
So it's possible for a man to go into that role. He might not do certain things perfectly, like Cynthia said, women, we pay a lot of attention to detail.
Yeah.
And detail that might not necessarily be important, like the kids' clothing. I mean, they were well-fed, they were well taken care of, they were clean. It's only that they wore, you know, ill-fitting clothes or big clothes. And that was a very minor thing that, you know.
And you were very happy after those 4 days of work when you come back home, right?
I was just relieved that they were happy.
Yeah, they were
just happy to be with their dad. He was playing with them all the time, and they were laughing, and, you know. But to answer your question about
the scrutiny
why males are not like nursery school teachers or daycare, we have an issue of child molestation. It's so much easier. It's so much predominant for a male to molest a child than a woman. There are women who do it, but the statistics are much lower.
Well, that's what you think is the major reason. I understand that, because of cases we see. But anyway, maybe Yusuf, tell me from your perspective, what do you think? Why is this so much scrutiny when a male is working at a daycare center than a female?
I think this goes back to what Helen has just said. I think that plays a significant role when it comes to that issue. And, of course, there are a lot of, when you look at the statistics, a lot of men are so much involved into child molestation. That goes also back to the issue of empathy. And, you know, sometimes I believe another thing is because the male, we don't know the pains the woman went through during pregnancy up until the delivery point. So we don't know that pain, what it is. And so we don't really, I think we, the men, we don't really have that sense that would tell us, oh yeah, you suffered for taking pregnancy of this child, so therefore try to pet him, try to, you know, put him in a very, cuddling him and stuff like that. So I think that plays a significant role. Coming down to most of the male, we don't go into that profession, probably because we don't want to deal with an issue that we consider to be domestic issue. I think maybe that also is a reason.
That too.
That's why most of the men, they don't want to go into that profession. We rather go to any other low, not necessarily a white-collar job, but even if it's a low-earning job, we'd rather go there than taking care of kids.
Well, Cynthia, you might have something different on this. Tell me about your experience. You know better when you deal with men, and men are there or not there. But anyway, are we not supposed to do this, or men are exempt? Or what is the situation that you know with your experience, especially talking about men in the African continent too?
Well, you know, another issue is patience, you know.
Okay.
It takes lots of patience to care for a kid. So
some, not all men are like that, so you don't sterilize every man, you know. Also, like I said, sometimes it has to do with patience and trust. Sometimes men don't have patience. So that's why I don't think they can do the childcare area, because it takes a lot of patience. Because in childcare, you're not just dealing with one child. You're dealing with about 6 or 7 kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the patience to just deal with one child, then it's not going to work. So sometimes they sit and they think about that, too. It's all patience and trust, because each little kid has different things to pay attention to. You have kids who's allergic to this. You have kids who can't eat this. You have kids, you know, so it just has to do with lots of patience when it comes to the childcare. And we female have more patience to work with kids at the childcare than a man would do at childcare. Because dealing with babies and little infants, I don't think a man would be able to deal with 5 little babies crying at the same time.
Y'all go crazy?
Our mother instead will come in straight and be like, okay, you do this, baby needs this, this, this. But with a man on the other end, I think he'll get a little confused. So what to do with 5 crying babies in a childcare? So it's not like they can't do it. But my belief is patience and trust.
Yeah.
Parents sit and think about, you know, all the guy who's trying to pursue that profession.
Yeah.
You got to think about, do I have the patience to take care of 6, 7 kids at the same time? You know, but men should be allowed to take care of kids, especially in this society, this generation we live now. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Child care is very expensive. So sometimes we have to come together and work with it. Like, I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm with my kids. I got to make sure to go to school. I got to make sure to eat. I try to tell my dad, you got to be in your kid's life.
Right.
So if I don't have the patience and the strength, you know, even mothers too need to. Some mothers don't have patience and
strength
for the kids.
Oh yeah.
It's not just the men. You have mothers out there who don't even know how to take care of their child. So I see so many videos on Facebook and Instagram where there's mother beating the baby.
And
it's bad that you have to worry about. You also have to worry about unstable mothers out here who are just having kids. I don't know. And at the end of the day, they don't know what to do because they sit and the baby's crying and it runs out of patience. And so, therefore, they look for a solution to acquire the baby, and they choose their own solution. I have seen video of this mother suffocating the baby because the baby couldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
And so
it's very unfortunate.
That you have to worry about. You have parents, mothers out here you have to worry about, too. Even in daycare, you have females now. You have to worry about whether to trust your kids with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a crazy world we live in right now.
And that's and mentioning on that, Cynthia, you reminded me of some video that went viral on social media in Uganda. Helen,
yes,
you remember
the
that?
Baby is suffocating the little girl.
Yeah,
a maid.
Three-month-old baby.
Yeah, a homemade was beating up the baby like crazy.
God, that was so bad.
I felt so bad watching that video.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's not even a father you got to worry about.
So, you know, you're worried about men don't know how to take care of children. Here you're hiring a nanny, and this nanny's beating your baby like crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That was so sickening.
Because she ran out of patience.
Yeah.
Because the child wouldn't stop crying or eating, or the child ate too much or something. It's craziness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to worry about that, too.
Because here on the other side, in the Western world, we're talking about daddy taking care of children at home. And in Africa, it's not like that. But people are talking about hiring other people to come home and take care of the children. And these are mostly young girls. These are not men, you know? Most of them are young girls.
Most of them are young and don't have patience to deal with a child crying.
Right.
You know, I think that's the main issue. Some people just don't know how to take pressure. Once the baby starts crying, they go into panic mode.
Right.
You know, instead of them sitting and figuring out why this baby's crying,
Right.
They don't figure out that. It starts sitting screaming at the baby to shut up. How are you going to tell a 2-month-old to shut up? You know. So it's not more, the most, I think the most important is patience and trust. If you don't have patience to run a daycare, and if you don't have you will not be able to run a daycare. It takes patience to be able to run a daycare.
You're very right. You're very right on that. And I think people have to think more when it comes to taking care of children, that this is not just a female job, you know, just not for the ladies.
Right.
Because I was just talking to my engineer. I was talking to my engineer in studio, and he told me, guess what? I used to be a substitute teacher for first graders, and I have watched my 3 kids during the day at home, and I haven't ever had a problem with them. I mean, it's only about temperament he's talking about. He's okay dealing with so many children at the same time with no problems.
Yes.
So the thing is that, like Cynthia said, the trust issue. Yeah, and you can. I think the biggest thing is trust. Really,
right.
I mean, we don't trust the men to do a good job, or we don't trust them that they will not molest the little girls. We don't trust them to pay attention to certain things. But we just need to move away from that and allow them to do this, because most of them are fathers. They have children already.
Right.
So they have those concerns, the same concerns that we have.
Exactly.
You know?
To hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 universal time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
On your ways, front way, back way, you know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand, one more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Well, thanks for tuning in, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored child care. A big thank you to my guest, Shawit and Marissa. I want to thank you, my guest on the phone, Cynthia. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
And of course, my colleague, Yusuf Arande. Thank you, brother.
It's my pleasure.
All righty. And Helen Jambo, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the view announcement, leave us a message. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be wedding planners. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.